Jesus said that the world would treat us the way it treated him. Does that mean that greater persecution is coming our way, real persecution, to believers here in America?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, let me tell you, things have really heated up in the media and heated up even in direct interaction with me since I posted that article about a right-wing fundamentalist Christian terrorist, question mark, and it ties in directly with what I want to talk to you about today as far as persecution for the gospel. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. Here's the number to call to get in the conversation, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. 348-7884, online, askdrbrown.org, click on The Line of Fire. Also, throughout this entire broadcast, we have a very important CD that we will be giving away. I'll be giving out a number for that throughout the broadcast, something I really want to get in your hands. I want every one of you to listen to it, because of which we're sending it out free, postage paid. So I'll tell you about that as we go on in the program. But here's my question for you. Do you believe that followers of Jesus here in America, I'm talking about genuine followers of Jesus, not fruitcakes and nuts and people bringing reproach to the name of the Lord by denying him with their words and their actions, but genuine followers of Jesus, do you believe that we will suffer increasing persecution here in America? It's Tuesday on The Line of Fire, which means that we focus in on Bible, theology, apologetics, practical living. And what I'm talking about today is something that is a very important biblical subject. It's something that we see in the Old Testament as the prophets were opposed and persecuted for speaking the truth, for revealing the sin of their people, for calling them to repentance, for bringing the knowledge of God. And Jesus tells us, this is repeated over and again in the New Testament, that we as his followers will be treated the way the prophets of old will be treated. Have we really suffered anything that we could call persecution thus far here in America? And whatever we've been through so far, what can we expect in the future? 866-34-TRUTH. Do you think that the society is going to get increasingly hostile towards us? Do you think that there will be a genuine price to pay for following Jesus here in America in the coming years, the way there is in other parts of the world where people are put in prison for their faith or tortured for their faith or have their kids taken away from them for their faith, or they lose their lives for their faith? I want to make this clear. I have often been reviled and slandered and libeled for my faith. False things have been written about me, said about me. I've been attacked for that. I do not feel like I'm getting persecuted. There, you say anything that's going to generate controversy these days, you're going to have people going after you, all right? So I don't want you to think that as I share some of what's happened in the last 24 hours, you'll say, oh, Dr. Brown, be encouraged. It's okay. Don't feel bad. No, this is just part of the territory, okay? This is fully to be expected. I'm glad that people are reading what I'm writing and listening to what I have to say. If they agree or disagree, that's between them and God. If they want to lie about me or attack me or say things that they feel are true that are false, hey, that's between them and God. This is hardly something where we need armed guards to get in and out of the house and where every single day we're receiving legitimate death threats. No. These are people with angry words, with angry hearts, many of them speaking out of hurt, many of them speaking out of misunderstanding. However, that being said, I'm looking at some of what's being said. I'm looking at the sentiments that are being expressed towards us as followers of Jesus. I'm looking at the real, legitimate hatred, a hatred that is justified in the eyes of these people that's coming our way. And I wonder, what is coming next? And how many loonies are there on the other side? People, just like we have loonies on our side, how many loonies are there on the other side that really could get violent? All right, we'll talk about it. Stay here.
Change the world. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire, Michael Brown. As always, delighted, blessed, my privilege to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH. Is the tide going to turn in America to the point that we will see persecution here the same way it is seen in other parts of the world? 866-348-7884. AskDrBrown.org. Click on The Line of Fire. Okay, I'm going to open up some scriptures with you in a moment, and I want to talk about some of the response to my article on Town Hall that's also posted on our Voice of Revolution website in terms of the terrible massacre in Norway. I want to read some responses to it, but a few things I want to clarify first. Some folks failed to actually read what I wrote. And when the article was posted on Town Hall, townhall.com, it didn't have the question mark that the title was supposed to have. So the title is "A Right-Wing Fundamentalist Christian Mass Murderer?" Question mark. Supposed to be a question mark there. It was posted without the question mark, but of course anyone reading the article understands what I'm saying. Of course, this guy's not a Christian, but the media is going to play it up as if he's a fundamentalist Christian, and then they're going to be saying, watch out for these evangelical Christians, watch out for them. They're going to turn violent just like him, which is as nonsensical as the idea that the man in the moon is going to come sweeping down here on the earth and talk to us. Complete nonsense. That being said, I ended the article by saying, let's prove the charges false by redoubling our efforts to demonstrate that we are genuine followers of Jesus, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love. Well, someone on Town Hall, among others, I didn't read all the comments, but I spotted this one. "You're an idiot, Mr. Brown, and a liar. He wasn't a Christian in any way. And I don't believe that any of the victims was a Muslim." Well, no one said they were Muslims. Also, victims is spelled V-I-C-T-I-M-S, not U-M-S, by the way. But, "You're an idiot, Mr. Brown. A liar. He wasn't a Christian." Of course he wasn't a Christian. That's what the article was saying. That's what the article said explicitly. But some people just choose to comment before they actually read. He wasn't the only one. And then the Joe My God website, which is one of the more extreme anti-God, anti-Christian gay activist websites out there, and a very popular one as well. They have an article about my article. Entitled "American Christianists Will Suffer Because of the Norway Killer." Again, mocking my position and calling us Christianist, that would be like calling Muslim radicals Islamists because they're not really Muslims. So we are Christianists because we're not really Christian. Oh, okay. But the article says, note, at least Brown isn't denying the killer's Christianity. Of course I am. Of course I am. Of course I did. 100%. No question about that. Made that as clear as I could in the article as well. The guy was cultural Norwegian Christian, which has not, and it makes very clear he had no personal relationship with God or genuine faith, nor does anything that he write come from a Christian viewpoint or motivation. Anyway, one other thing I want to clarify. I've made reference to the Southern Poverty Law Center branding Focus on the Family, American Family Association, Family Research Council, and others as hate groups. And you'll see it constantly in the media that the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, has branded these groups hate groups. I see it constantly. I've been searching online, and you see this constantly. What happened is the Southern Poverty Law Center put out a terribly flawed report last year, and I wrote about it, terribly flawed, very, very poor information. In fact, I have an article that's due out on Thursday on Human Events asking, is the Southern Poverty Law Center actually a hate group? So I'm sure that will attract some attention. But here's what happened. They gave a list of what they said were 18 anti-gay groups. In the past, they've put Focus on the Family in that class very strongly. They didn't list them this time. All right, so I want to be accurate here. They didn't list them this time. Which was conspicuous, but that hasn't stopped anyone from saying that they did because they've attacked them in the past and mislabeled them in the past. What they had was a list of 18 anti-gay groups, and if you read the fine print, and if you read the article carefully, it then said those marked with an asterisk are actually hate groups. So, for example, the American Family Association, AFA, that's not a hate group. That's an anti-gay group. Family Research Council, according to them, is a hate group and an anti-gay group. Concerned Movement for America is an anti-gay group, not a hate group. And anyway, the media, popular media, has just taken all of that, put it all together, and quoted, and I've not seen Southern Poverty Law Center, as far as I know, lifting a finger to deny this, that Focus on the Family, Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, American Family Association, all these groups are, quote, hate groups. That's how it's being treated. That's how it's being branded. A question, though. Question for you. Why is there persecution? Why does persecution come? Jesus, in the Beatitudes, so some of his very first teaching in Matthew 5, beginning verse 10, says, blessed are you, meaning truly happy are you, or those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And he tells us that we should be truly happy, blessed, when people revile us and say all kinds of things against us falsely for his sake. And he said that's how the prophets before us were persecuted. Rejoice, because your reward in heaven is great. In Matthew, the 10th chapter, he tells us that we will be treated the way he was treated, that the servant is not above his master. And if the master of the house was called Beelzebub, prince of demons, devil himself, you could say, what about his followers? John 15, he says, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. So we see this pattern throughout Scripture. In Acts 5:41, the apostles who've just been whipped, they've been flogged. They've been flogged for their faith, for their testimony of Jesus. It says they leave the Sanhedrin rejoicing, because they were counted worthy of suffering reproach for the name. They rejoiced because the world was treating them the way it treated Jesus. And 2 Timothy 3:12, Paul wrote to Timothy and said that all those who live godly lives in Messiah Jesus will suffer persecution. Question is, why does persecution come? And is the church in America worthy of suffering persecution? 866-34-TRUTH. You have to wonder why we haven't suffered more persecution up to now. Is it just because of our constitution? Is it just because of our Christian origins in terms of some of our roots? Or is it because we're too much like the world? Is it because we're not a threat to the devil? Is it because we are not like Jesus enough? Is it because we're ashamed of the gospel and don't really proclaim Jesus clearly? Or are we being persecuted, but just in different ways? The legal system, through the media, and maybe not bodily yet. What do you think? 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, before I go to the phones and before I read some of these amazing quotes on the Joe My God website, which just reflects what some people feel about us, about our faith, about people like me, I want everyone to just jot down this number, or if you're able to call right now, do this. In fact, you really need to call today, because we've got extra folks on hand ready to take your call. There's an interview I did on the radio last year. Excuse me, not an interview, a show I did from India last year, after literally washing the feet of a martyr's widow and washing the feet of others who've been men who've been persecuted for the faith and who are on their way to areas where they might get persecuted or beaten or killed. And I did a show live from India by phone before I began my journey back, flying back at 5 in the morning that day. And it's called Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. It is one of the most difficult broadcasts I've ever done in my life. It had a tremendous impact on listeners. Even my wife listened to it, Nancy, and said how impacting it was. When I say even my wife, in other words, she knows me. She's been around me for years. She's heard my stories. For her to be impacted by it means that it was really powerful. I want every one of you to hear it, because it's sobering. It makes us understand what our brothers and sisters are going through for the gospel, just for preaching Jesus or following Jesus or winning Hindus or winning radical communists to the Lord. Just by winning people to Jesus, friends, that is the greatest threat to the devil's kingdom that can be. Evangelism and persecution go hand in hand. It's a very moving interview, and I want to encourage every one of you to get a copy. I feel so strongly about it. We're sending it out free and postage paid. All right, here's the number to call, and call now. We've got folks ready to take your calls. If you have any hard time getting through, call 5 minutes from now, But call as soon as you can, because we've got folks on hand right now to take your calls. Here's the number, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. If you can help with a donation, if you want to become a monthly torchbearer and help us on a monthly basis, wonderful, tremendous. That means the world to us and encourages us and helps us to go on each day and reach more people. But this is being sent out free, postage paid, without obligation, all right? I seriously want you to have this, and I know as you listen to it, your heart will be stirred. 1-800-278-9978. Back with your call, starting with Carlton in Staten Island. Hang in there. We'll get to you.
Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Great to be with you today on the Line of Fire. Thanks for joining us, 866-34-TRUTH. We're talking about persecution. We're talking about what's happening in America, what we can expect to see in America. Here's an interesting post on the Joe My God website. This is gay activist, quite hostile to the things that we hold dear on the radio show here. And they're referring to my article. It was posted yesterday about the massacre, the tragic massacre in Norway. And what I've said is that the media will jump on this and say, aha, you see, there's a connection between these right-wing Christians and this guy in Norway. Watch out, violence is coming. And of course, it's happening. I felt urgent to sense to get the article out immediately because I knew what was going to be coming. Obviously, you could see that. So the Joe My God website says this. Michael Brown says American Christianists, that's how they brand us, will suffer because of the Norway killer. One comment said this. Good, I hope they blanking do. Serves them all right for the centuries of stupid blank that they put other people through just to make a stupid point about something that does not exist or to lie, cheat, and steal from people. It's the biggest scam ever created in the minds of greedy men to control the weak through invalid threats of non-existent hells and boogie monsters. I hope they all get treated like blank. Maybe they will blanking wake up. Those are the sentiments out there, but to be expected from people who do not know the Lord. All the more reason that we rise and shine and make the message known. But what's going to happen, excuse me, if we do? 866-34-TRUTH. Carlton in Staten Island, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I love the show.
Well, thank you, sir.
I have an opinion, and it's only mine, of course, but it seems that the Church of Jesus Christ in America is, for a large part, sleeping, not involved. I mean, we live in a day and age where, you know, sermons from the pulpit last a half hour to 45 minutes. We live in a day and age where, you know, Christians, those who are in the Lord, are more involved and concerned with, you know, how they can get ahead, how they can make the best life for themselves. We live in a day and age where I can't remember the last time I heard a sermon on hell or a sermon on the judgment seat of Christ,
yep.
You know, where we're all going to stand. It just seems that, you know, Paul wrote that we should be holding forth the word of life, but a lot of times we're holding forth our own opinions instead of God's word, which is God's word is the most potent and most powerful thing in this universe, but we don't use it on ourselves. And of course, if we don't use it on ourselves, we can't use it on, you know, unbelievers or to shape our society, to shape the culture that we live in.
Yeah. So you know, let me just say this. Of course I agree with you. If you listen to the broadcast, you know we're in sync about so much of the church in America being asleep or just being part of a carnal materialistic mindset as if the goal of the gospel is getting more things for ourselves, because of which, for the most part, we don't draw persecution. In other words, why would the devil persecute that? Persecution comes because there's a threat. In other words, light threatens darkness. Truth threatens lies. Liberation threatens the slave trade, so to say, speaking spiritually and even in the natural. So let's say we're in an area and God's moving powerfully and drug dealers are getting saved, and prostitutes are getting saved, and drug users are getting saved. Those who are making their money off of that are going to get hostile. But if we're just kind of fitting in and we're side by side with the world and not impacting the world with the gospel, which, as you say, is the power of God, why should we be persecuted? So I'm not looking for persecution, but absolutely I am with you on that. Thanks for weighing in, Carlton. Keep listening. I appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. Brenda in Huntington, Long Island, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dr. Brown?
Yes, hello.
Hi, hi, this is Brenda. Thank you for your show. I just by accident turned on FDA and started listening to it. I want to tell you that I am Jewish and I am looking to convert. And I have been looking to convert for a couple of years. I was compelled to do so because I saw an alarming lack of gratitude in the real world and by my own people, the Jews, people who were extremely wealthy. I had a business on the Internet for a long time, and I spoke to people who were wealthy, and I was around people who had a lot of what you call stuff, and they felt no sense of gratitude toward people or responsibility. And so I decided to go back to the Bible, and I thought, oh, my God, this is amazing. I mean, that is what I started reading the Old Testament, and then I started looking at the New Testament. Mm. But I didn't really know the New Testament. I didn't really know the depths of it. I only knew what somebody who reads it once. I had to literally do research to find people like John MacArthur, Dr. Sproul, I mean, the old people, the original people that are on the Internet. And then I didn't know, should I be a Catholic? I mean, I this Catholic television. I was confused for a while. So there really has to be, I feel, some clarity in who the church is and what Jesus says, because there's a lot of Catholics today, and we don't know what to believe in. And
right. Hey, Brenda, let me just jump in, only because I have a break coming, and what you're saying is obviously of tremendous interest to me. I would love for someone in our ministry just to interact with you directly, either by email or by phone, just to help you, another Jew who believes in Jesus, just to help you on your journey and to make sure that you really do get rightly connected with God and with Jesus, the Messiah. All right.
Perfect. Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead and real quick.
I'm going through an impoverished time because I was in the hospital. I had 2 open heart surgeries.
Oh my!
I don't have any help right now. I'm living in a hotel, and my family has abandoned me. Whatever little family I have has abandoned me. I am believing in God that I will be taken care of. I know God's putting me through this, not to feel sorry. So.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, Brenda, hang in there, all right? But here's okay. Just in the midst of a radio show, there's only so much we can do at this moment. But I'm going to put you on hold. And if you can give us either a phone number or an email address.
I don't have an email. I do have a phone number. But I would
Okay, someone from our ministry then will get directly in touch with you, to pray with you, to talk with you, all right? So stay on the line there. And friends, would you remember to pray for Brenda, that God would really work in her life in a way that will bring her wholeness and whatever help she needs right now, that we can help find people around her to do that. Friends, call this number right now to get a free CD. My show live from India at the end of last year, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow, perhaps the most moving show we've ever done in the history of this broadcast. It will impact you, it will change you, it will inspire you, and it's free for the asking, postage paid. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. Every one of you, give a call. We want to send it to you because it'll change your life. 1-800-278-9978.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Line of Fire broadcast. Boy, a lot is happening. There's a lot of stuff swirling out there, a lot of controversy, a lot of ugly accusations flying. We can expect more and more of this because the division in our society is becoming deeper and deeper and deeper over light and darkness, over truth and error, and it's only going to intensify. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884, online, AskDrBrown.org. We're talking about persecution. Can we expect more in America? Is the Church of Jesus in America worthy of persecution? In other words, are we known for the gospel? Are we known for good works? Are we known for walking in holiness and purity? Are we known for speaking the truth? Or are we so much like the world that the world can just safely ignore us? Or is it coming in a different way, persecution coming our way perhaps in a different way, perhaps by being misrepresented, perhaps by legal cases coming against us, perhaps in other ways? 866-34-TRUTH. Some comments on the Joe My God gay activist website responding to my article about the massacre in Norway. One gentleman says this: Brown, how about they aren't going to be seen for any more or less than what they are? You sit and act as if the hate speak this guy got from your great media machine caused him to choose his path. Maybe we can just go back to talking about murdering doctors. Isn't this amazing that people, I'm assuming the guy believes what he wrote, the person who posted this. I forget if it was man or woman or what name they use. But I'm assuming they actually believe this, that the guy in Norway was listening to my broadcast and heard hate speech from me, or that I'm having to deny that. I mean, it's a little unclear what this post is about, but maybe we can just go back to talking about murdering doctors. Every person I know in the pro-life movement, every person I work with in the pro-life movement, detests murder, and they are pro-life, be it the murder of a baby in the womb or be it the murder of an abortion doctor. And the only way that the world can rightly accuse us is by forgetting the fact that there are multiplied tens of millions of Christians with passionate views here in America who are not going out killing people, who are not going out and blowing up buildings, who are not going out shooting people, who are not even surrounding people, you know, crowds, and saying, we're going to intimidate you into following us. No, not at all. In fact, we are the ones who we may vote, we may speak up, but otherwise we are going to function as lambs in the midst of wolves if we are Jesus followers. This is happening with our brothers and sisters around the world. We will be the ones persecuted, not the persecutors. So when people write articles, here there's one I'm looking at now, Christian extremism from Timothy McVeigh to Anders Breivik. Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, was not a Christian? Of course people are going to label him Christian. He was not a Christian. He was a total non-believer, not just because he was a murderer. He was a non-believer. He's not a Christian. And Anders Breivik in Norway makes clear that he was a cultural Christian, which would be part of the Norwegian culture, except he had these extremist anti-multicultural, anti-Islamic views, and he was a murderer. But he made clear he had no personal relationship with God, was not a religious Christian. So when you see this kind of trash being posted, you have to realize what these people must do is completely ignore the tens of millions of Christians here in America who are not the persecutors, and ignore the hundreds of millions of Christians around the world who are not persecuting others but themselves being persecuted. Instead, find some nutcase somewhere, or Jim Jones, who denied all the fundamentals of the faith and was not a follower of Jesus. People like that, and say, so you see, in David Koresh and Timothy McVeigh and Anders Breivik, you know what they have in common? They were sick murderers, is what they had in common. And none of them knew Jesus or followed the scripture in any shape, size, or form. That's what they had in common.
Cleansing flame, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Persecution. Persecution. Is it coming our way? Can we expect more here in America? Is the Church of Jesus in America too similar to the world to receive persecution? Are we receiving it in different ways? Will it increase? 866-34-TRUTH. I am not looking for persecution. I want to say this plainly. I'm happy to sleep in a bed instead of on the floor of a prison cell. I'm not looking to be tortured so I can boast about being tortured, okay? If we have liberty, I want to use that liberty to speak out in an unashamed way. And I'm not doing it in a way to calculate my own safety or calculate my own well-being, because if I save my life, I lose it, Jesus said. So understand, I'm here to glorify God. You're here to glorify God, regardless of cost or consequence. But since the New Testament so constantly speaks about persecution, telling us if we suffer with the Lord, we'll reign with him, telling us that to us it's given the privilege, not only believing in him, but also suffering for his sake, quoting from here the end of Philippians 1, then the question we have to ask is, why are brothers and sisters around the world being persecuted with such severity? And we, for the most part, are not experiencing it here in America, even though we have so much potential influence. Is it that we preach a compromised message, or is it that the persecution's coming in different forms? 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, before we go to the phones, another reminder. We're giving this out absolutely free in case you just tuned in, or if you haven't called yet. Call this number right now to get a free CD with a radio show I did the end of last year from India, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. I barely got through the show. I mean, it's very difficult to get through without breaking down crying. And people who've listened to it have been really impacted. It'll inspire you. It'll inspire you to live for God. It'll inspire you to stand for what's right. And it'll be very sobering to listen to as an American. I feel so strongly about it. We're sending it out free and postage paid. So every one of you listening, take advantage of this. But please call now, because we've got extra folks on hand to take your calls. 1-800-278-9978. Just ask for the free CD. If you can help us with a gift or help pay for the postage for others or become a monthly supporter, wonderful. But we just want every one of you to get it, period. Free and postage paid. 1-800-278-9978. That's not to be on the air. That is to get the free CD. Come on, no excuses why you can't get it. This is for everybody. You listen to it on your computer or your MP3 player, all right? But go ahead and order it free of charge today. Back to the phones. Christopher in Beaumont, Texas. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, thank you. I just like to say that I really like your radio show, and I know that it could get aggravating when people misquote you and misdirect what you're saying. But I want to say today that it's not just persecution of Christians in on the internet or, you know, on shows such as this, but in the mainstream media, and there's been a very big example of that I've noticed in the movie Easy A. I'm not sure, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's supposed to be a modern-day telling of the Scarlet Letter, but they persecute Christians, they promote homosexual relationships within high school. It's supposed to be geared towards teenagers. The Christian group leader of the extracurricular club there, she's a nutcase. They make her dad some sort of internet pedophile. They, whenever it all goes wrong in her life and she has no place else to turn, she goes to a Catholic church to confess her sins. She confesses her sins, then she doesn't get a response. She looks on the other side of the door, and there's no one there. To me, that's saying they're symbolic that there is no father, father being, you know, the Catholic priest. Which, you know, I don't understand, because Matthew, I think 23 or 24 says you shouldn't call anybody father.
To the point you wanted to make, I wanted to make sure we get there.
Okay, that in the mainstream media we're being persecuted. If you looked at the trailer of the movie, I mean, you wouldn't even imagine such a thing was there. But they snuck it all in there, and they rub your nose in it, and they're showing young impressionable teenagers that, you know, Christians are crazy, they're kooky, there is no God. Let's promote this homosexual relationship between this young high school boy. And you know, I say we should pray for our teenagers, and everyone today, I challenge out there, confess that you are a Christian at one point in time today, please. Everyone,
yeah, get the word out. Hey, you know, Christopher, what you're saying, though, is very true in terms of the constant portrayal of Christians in the media. And I'm not Catholic, but trust me, I recognize that when the Catholic Church is being attacked, when a priest is being attacked, when everyone is being demonized, it's not just an attack on Catholics, it's a wider attack on Christianity. Is that a form of persecution? It's certainly a form of being spoken against, being lied about, being misrepresented. No doubt about it. 866-34-TRUTH. Matt in Secaucus, New Jersey, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just have to say this regarding persecution is when you are beaten and killed, not when you're lampooned or mocked or made fun of. So I think that we should really kind of do some show some respect to real to Christians who are being killed for what they believe.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know whether or not this country will ever experience, or Christians in this country will ever experience persecution, because that's up to God to decide, not for any of us. And whether we see it coming down the road or not, if God's ordained it, we just have to bear it, however he expects us to bear it.
Now, let me ask you just one question, though.
Yeah,
just a question for you, Matt. When you say it's up to God, you know, whether this comes or not, is this something that God brings about, or is this something that happens as we stand up for what's right and follow Jesus?
I don't know. I mean, I know in Habakkuk, you know, it's clear that God had intentions for even, you know, Israel. And I just think ultimately God ordains everything. And whatever he wants from me, then I got to give him.
Got it.
And I'm not to say that I'm going to stand up for what he expects me to stand up for, but if that means I'm going to be killed for it, then he sees that, and hopefully I'll be more blessed for it.
Got it. All right. Yep.
But for me also, I don't know if we'll ever experience it on the level that Jesus intended it.
To me, the question on that, Matt, because the world is the world, the question
right.
to me is, will we shine like lights in dark places? In other words, I have a little different perspective in terms of God ordaining everything than you do, but that's secondary to this. The bigger thing is this, that as I've been overseas scores and scores of times, as I've worked with the persecuted church in different parts of the world, I understand why persecution comes. It is a threat to the system. It is a threat to the establishment. It is a complete going against the grain. It is an attack on the power structure, the money structure, the religious structure, whatever it is. It is light exposing darkness. That's why persecution comes. Otherwise, hey, who cares? Let's just let the thing be. But when there is something perceived as a threat to the system, something that's going to go against the status quo, threaten the power structure, the income, the influence of others, it's going to be looked at as something to be snuffed out, something to be shut down, because of which persecution will come. So to me, the question is, will we live right? That's the question that's up to us, and I think you'd agree with that, Matt. Will we live right? Whether persecution comes the same way it happens in India, China, or Iran, or other places, God knows. But will we live right is the question. Hey, I want to throw this thought out to you, okay? Most of us will live and die here in America, especially up to this point, without being faced with the question, what would happen if I had a gun to my head and someone told me to deny Jesus or die? What would happen if I was threatened with prison for baptizing people? What would happen if I could go to jail for reading the Bible? What would happen if people threatened to take my kids away unless I denied the faith? Up to now, we haven't really been faced with that on that level here in America. But can I point out a Jesus principle, which is if we're faithful with little, then we'll be faithful with much. If we walk in the light that we have today, we'll be entrusted to walk with more light tomorrow. In other words, don't worry about what would happen if there was a gun to your head and someone said, deny Jesus or die. The question is, are you being a witness today? The question is, are you ashamed of Jesus today? The question is, are you trying to cloak the message in such a way so as to remove or eliminate the offense of the cross? That's the question to look at as we examine our own lives. All right, Another reminder, if you haven't called yet for your free CD, my radio show live from India late last year, December of last year, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow, a show I barely got through because of the tears and the reality of what I had experienced and the witness of what I had experienced. We want this is such an important show. We're sending it out to everyone free and postage paid. So call us right now at 1-800-278-9978. This is absolutely free, postage paid. 1-800-278-9978. But call today, because this is the only day that we can make this offer. If you can help us with a gift, wonderful. But everyone, call 1-800-278-9978. Get the CD. Trust me, it'll impact your life.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I personally believe that things will escalate and intensify here in America, that the hostility towards the gospel, the hostility towards God himself, the hostility towards God's people will increase, and that either because of the rise of gay activism, whereby any opposing views will be branded officially bigoted, intolerant, and even illegal, that we can see increasing attacks coming in that way, or just a general hostility towards the gospel, and then you've got people that will act in crazy ways because of the vilification, because of the lies being told about us, they'll actually believe those things and act, that we will see increasing persecution for the gospel. The positive is that people will wake up to reality. People wake up to the fact that, as A.W. Tozer said, that this world is, the evangelical Christians are only thought that this world is a playground more than a battleground. 866-34-TRUTH. William in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hello, Dr. Brown?
Yes, sir.
Blessings and mercy to you. Thank you very much for your show. And what I'd like to say and comment is, that what we're seeing is just a precursor of the persecution, and your show is spot on in reference to it's going to increase, and what's going to happen is that the so-called pseudo-Christians are going to fall away, but the real Christian is going to come about and really stand for the Lord, and as a result, that light will shine and more will be drawn into that light and that love.
Yes. Yeah, I believe that, you know, in point of fact, as things do come more in the light, and as we see the real truth of God and the real hatred of Satan, and then people are just the pawns in the middle of this, things will get exposed, but it is for the good. Absolutely.
Amen.
And there is,
thank you,
obviously, to the extent we can be peacemakers, we want to do that. I'm constantly reaching out personally to people that oppose me to seek to win them to the Lord and to build bridges to communicate. But I fully understand that persecution is often irrational, that hatred for the gospel is often irrational, that we can say whatever we say and people will mishear it. And the people that I know in India, for example, as we're giving out this CD from my time in India last year, the people I know there are just complete lambs. They are meek Christians following Jesus, but boldly proclaiming the gospel, and that's what gets them hated and persecuted. So, yeah, I see it the same way you do, and I do see good coming out of it. Thank you for the call, sir, and the blessings and mercy that you wished for me are warmly received.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right. God bless. 866-34-TRUTH. Just looking at the clock. Got time maybe for another call or two. I made reference in my article, my town hall article, about the massacre in Norway, to venerable ministries like American Family Association and Focus on the Family being branded as hate groups. And someone posted on the Joe My God website, the notion of God as petty, blank off, schizophrenic, misogynist, bipolar patriarch doesn't work anymore. Let it go. The Lord himself told you God is love. He knew it. Why don't you? Then another one, why don't we get real and accept that there is hardly any difference between the two fundamentalist fanatics? Perhaps the only noticeable difference is that the Christian fanatics have not been asked to strap a bomb on themselves or fly a plane into a building. So talking about Muslim fanatics and Christian fanatics, but give them time. They will eventually, and they will, and eventually will drink the arsenic-laden Kool-Aid for their dear religious blindness. Buddy, friend, we've held to our beliefs for decades, for centuries. We're not the ones going around killing people. The ones going around killing people are the ones who renounce these things, who reject this faith, who reject this scripture, period. It is that simple. All right, Ben in Manhattan, you're on the line of fire.
Dr. Brown?
Yes.
As I was telling your spokesman, I'm in a condition of complete ignorance regarding the incident or phenomenon in Norway.
All right,
this will just take about a minute. I just like to be informed about.
Sure thing. I'm sorry. Sorry to jump in, Ben. Just looking at the clock. So here's what happened, Ben. This guy is no more Christian than the man on the moon. He's culturally Christian because you're born in Norway. That's what the country professes. But he did not claim to be a follower of Jesus in any way like that. He is anti-Muslim. He is anti-multicultural. He wanted to attack the government, feeling that the government is destroying the country by opening the door to Muslims and so on, because of which he bombed buildings in the government headquarters wanting to kill the prime minister, which he didn't succeed at, then went over to a youth camp on an island. It was a politically based youth camp that he felt reflected the next generation of leaders that would grow up in the government, and massacred scores and scores of them. So it's over 75 people who were killed. But the media has wrongly dubbed him a right-wing fundamentalist Christian, as if this had anything to do with being Christian. And that's the issue that we have been raising. Glad to fill you in on that. Ben, wish we had more time to chat, but up against a break. Hey, others on the line, if you want to stick around for a few minutes, I'm happy to take your call in the next hour. So stick around, and we'll be doing that. Those that are listening live on the radio will be signing off shortly. But remember, you can catch both hours of programming by going online to askdrbrown.org. and clicking on the line of fire. Boy, a whole lot more to talk about that we didn't get to in the first hour. So we'll keep this discussion going. Let me encourage every one of you listening. If you have a phone, then you can get this CD. It won't cost you a dime. I want to send it out to every one of you. It'll really give you a heart for what's happening in other parts of the world, how people are standing for the gospel and gladly suffering for Jesus to make him known, going out like sheep among wolves. It'll inspire you in your own life, and it'll challenge you to go deeper in God. It's the radio show I did live from India before I flew out back to the States last December, called Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow, one of the most impacting shows, probably the most impacting thing I've ever done in terms of a radio program, and it's had a tremendous impact on the listeners, so much so, as I was thinking about something to get into your hands that would make a difference in your life, I decided this would be the best thing to send you. And it is free and postage paid. But you need to call today. We've got extra folks on our team ready to take your call. 1-800-278-9978. Call, ask for the free CD. If you can help with a gift, wonderful. Or become a monthly supporter, even more wonderful. But get it, period. You don't have a dime. We want to send it to you, okay? 1-800-278-9978. Last time, here's the number, 1-800-278-9978. Call now, ask for the free CD, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. Trust me, when you listen to it, you'll know why we felt it was so important to send to you. My bottom line, we can expect increasing hostility towards the gospel. We can expect increasing misunderstanding. We can expect bona fide persecution. Therefore, let us be faithful witnesses today. Let us be faithful with little so that we'll be entrusted with being faithful in much. Let us be bold, unashamed witnesses of the gospel. In fact, we have nothing of which to be ashamed. Jesus said that the world would treat us the way it treated him. Does that mean that greater persecution is coming our way, real persecution, to believers here in America?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Look, I fully expected certain things to be coming my way, coming our way, which is why I wrote the article with a sense of urgency to get it up as quickly as possible. In fact, had it posted in a few different places about the tragic massacre in Norway and how media and others were going to spin that to say, uh-oh, look out for those Christians in America. They're going to turn violent too, just like this Christian in Norway. Of course, the guy in Norway was not a Christian. And of course, there's no connection between what moves him and what moves me or what moves you. Yet, the attacks will only increase. My question is, can we expect an increase in persecution here in America in the coming months and years? Jesus promised us that the world would treat us the way it treated him. If we live as he did, if we shine as he did, if we love as he did, we will be treated the same way he was treated. Simple fact. Simple fact. Question is, up to now, why have we experienced so little persecution for the gospel here in America? And can we expect to see an increase in the days to come as we stand up for what's right and as the world gets darker around us? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Online, askdrbrown.org, click on The Line of Fire. You'll find other resources relevant to today's show. And a special offer that we're making today, I'll tell you about it momentarily, a CD that we're sending out free and postage paid. The probably, as I think about it, it's got to be the most impacting radio show I've ever done in my life. I did it live from India last year. It's called Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. It's got sound bites from the meetings itself in India that I was been in, the meetings that day. And it's just very, very intense, overwhelming. And we felt it would really minister to you. It would give you courage. It would give you hope. It would give you vision. And we want to send it out to you free. So I'll tell you how you can get that momentarily. But we're sending it out free and postage paid today only. I'm going immediately to the phones today. We've got some callers that we've kept on the line since our program, the first hour. And I want to dive into the calls and share some things with you, very, very relevant. Again, we want to be eye-opening, but we want to be practical. We want to encourage. We want to strengthen. Because, friends, God is with us. God is with us. As we serve him and love him, God is with us. Vanji in Queens, New York, thanks for calling The Line of Fire. Hello, Vanji.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the
hello.
Air.
Hi, I'm calling Dr. Brown because I've often wondered why Christians in America have not been persecuted like most of the world.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you. I felt compelled to call because a lot of people that did call didn't really, I don't know, it's a specific question, but I believe, and it's according to God's word, that we have not stood up for him enough in this country. And I know I work in a government agency. I know that there's so much fear. I know there are a lot of closet Christians, and I believe there's going to be a revival. I'm fairly new in being born again, and when I understood the truth of God's word, it blew me away. And I believe that everyone who's born again should be blown away by God's word and stand for him in a powerful way. So I just wanted to encourage you and thank you for that powerful question.
Well, bless you. Keep standing for the truth. Keep walking in love. And remember that light will overcome darkness and truth will overcome lies and love will overcome hate. Be strong and God bless you. Thanks for calling in. All right. We come back. I'll tell you how to get this free CD and we'll take your calls and talk about persecution. Is it coming our way in increasing measure here in America?
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, boy, my heart is stirred for the gospel, stirred for what is right today. Looking at some posts that came in on a gay activist website in response to my article posted in Town Hall yesterday about the massacre, the tragic massacre in Norway, and how the media here and other quote right-wing watch groups will use this to say, uh-oh, look out for those evangelical Christians, they're going to turn violent. Again, the reason we haven't turned violent is because that's not in our creed, that's not in our blood, that's not in our heart. We go out as lambs among wolves. If there's any persecution or violence, it's going to come against us, not from us. But how do you like this? This man, speaking of me, must realize that the vast majority of terrorism in this country has been perpetrated, by Christian extremists. What a liar. All right. Love to hear the facts to back that up. How about this one? With or without the horrifying events in Norway, let's do all we can to make Christers suffer. Tax them, ridicule them in public, oppose their fairy tales of hate at every opportunity, eradicate the scourge of religion from the planet once and for all. All right, before I go to your calls, I want to encourage every one of you listening, as soon as you have a moment to do it, but do it today because we've got extra folks in our team ready to take your call today, call this number to get a free CD. My radio show from last year, live from India, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow, I recorded clips of the service. I shared what happened in one of the most moving services I've been in my life. I don't remember crying like that in many a year. And the listeners were deeply stirred. You'll be inspired. You'll be sobered. It's very, very important listening, especially in the day and age in which we're living. Call to get your free copy, postage paid, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. You can listen to it on your computer, your MP3 player. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. If you can help with a gift, wonderful. But please call and get a copy sent to you today. All right, back to the phones. Dean in Cleveland, Texas. I think it was Cleveland, Texas. Not with us anymore. Mamie in Brooklyn. Mamie's gone. All right, Hal, we need to check our callers there. Peter in Lakeland, Florida, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Brother Brown, I love you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey. I've just been following around. I don't know if you know Ken Malone and Dutch Sheets. Are you familiar with them?
Sure thing.
Okay, and they're doing the Glory Tour down here in Florida.
Okay.
And I went to a meeting with them over the past weekend, and they're, you know, sharing what God's been giving them and their prophetic visions about coming to Florida, getting it back on track in the path that it was intended for with the Lord and the outpouring that's coming on our country. And while I'm in the meeting, I mean, they're getting everyone hyped up and excited about the outpouring of the Lord coming, but the God just sat there and really sobered me and said, it's not going to be a joyous experience that's coming. It's going to be a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of persecution, unlike the which I don't think this country's ever seen. And then he gave me 1 Peter 4, and he said, this is the message I have for America right now. It's the words in 1 Peter 4 of, you know, you consider yourselves well off all this time, and now it's coming. And the things that are, you know, you look at what's going on in the world and in our own government, I just see that the stage is just being set. Something big's about to happen, and it's going to take the nation in shock by storm. And I really have a real deep concern and weeping in my own heart for the church in this country because it's not ready.
Peter, I'm very much with you in terms of First Peter 4. I imagine the words you're talking about are the promises of persecution, and don't be surprised at what happens, the fiery trials, and if you suffer for being a Christian, which was a disparaging term in those days, rejoice.
Right.
You're suffering with the Lord. You're suffering for the Lord. So, look, the question we have to ask ourselves, when almost every book of the New Testament talks about suffering for the gospel, beginning with Jesus and the Beatitudes, and then John the Immerser, John the Baptist, someone made the point, you know, we talk about the days of Elijah being here. They said, well, also the days of John the Baptist, who was beheaded for rebuking the king about his adulterous relationship. So for sure, if we stand up for what's right, there's no reason why we won't be persecuted. for the most part, and I'm not looking for persecution. My goal is not to get persecuted. My goal is not to have people hating me or trying to kill me or kill my family. My goal is to glorify Jesus, win people to him, and stand up for what's right, regardless of cost or consequence. But if we weren't so materialistic, carnal, caught up in this world, just wanting people to like us as opposed to standing for what's right, if we didn't have more of an eternal mindset, you know, what else can we expect than just kind of the lackadaisical state of things? But as the world gets more worldly, then just as we stand up for Jesus, for the things that we can do now freely and without a problem, even with tax exemption, man, it's going to change. And I do believe sobering times are coming, but I also believe that's what's necessary to wake us up. And that could be the very thing that turns us around. So keep weeping and keep praying, Peter. I'm with you on this.
Thank you, brother. I love you, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. 866-34-TRUTH. Now, if a caller says to me, hey, God bless, I'll say God bless back. If they say they love me, I'd gladly say I love, except I don't know who they are, so I want my words to have weight. But as a fellow believer, and that says, you bet, love you too. Thanks. All right. So let's think about this, okay? Do a little study if you have time. Go through the Gospels, and you'll see that all four Gospels explicitly talk about persecution for the faith, opposition for the faith, even potentially martyrdom for the faith, beginning with the Beatitudes, where Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then blessed are you, truly happy are you, when people persecute, revile you, say all kinds of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice in that day and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. That's how the prophets were persecuted before you. Then again, in the 10th chapter of Matthew, in fact, the way that Jesus taught his disciples is when they persecute you in one city, flee to another. That's how you get from city to city to preach the gospel. And his words of consolation to his disciples in Matthew 10:28, to paraphrase, were, don't worry about people, because the worst people can do is kill you. That was a word of comfort and consolation. And he told them, hey, you're going to be treated the same way I was treated. And virtually all the head guys, all the major leaders that he called out his apostles, almost without exception, they were killed for the faith. If not killed, tortured, or exiled for the faith. And we see it repeated again in Mark. A lot of us like to quote the 100-fold return. You know, you give a dollar, you get 100 back. Give 1,000, you get 100,000 back. Now, come on. Does that actually work? If that was the case, that every time you gave a certain amount of money, you got 100 times back, then within a matter of hours, you could be a multi-billionaire? I mean, if you ever think about that. You say, but Jesus talked, no, he didn't talk about it as an incentive to give. He talked about it as a result of leaving everything. You leave houses for the gospel, you'll find 100 houses. I mean, all around the world, you'll be taking it. You leave family for the gospel, you're put out, rejected, you'll have 100 times the family. But when he talks about it in Mark 10, you know what he says? You'll have it with persecutions. And the world to come, eternal life. Luke 6 reiterates what's found in Matthew 5 about being spoken against for the gospel and says, hey, when that happens, rejoice and leap for joy. John 15, Jesus explicitly says, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. If they obeyed my teaching, they'd obey yours also. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Was Jesus persecuted? Yes. Uh-huh. What's that telling us? What's that telling me? And then you go to the book of Acts, and there's persecution for the gospel left and right. Beginning with the hostilities rising in Acts, the fourth chapter, and right to the end of the book where Paul is a prisoner in Rome. Persecution, arrest, flogging, killing for the gospel, stoned to death, beheaded for the gospel. Just do a study right through the entire New Testament. Romans, Paul talks in Romans 8, if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. And suffering is not getting in a car accident because I was texting. Or getting lung cancer because I smoke. Now, suffering for the gospel is suffering out of obedience to Jesus, standing with him and being rejected because of that, bearing the pain, carrying that he carries. And it's just repeated when Paul writes to the Corinthians. He has to talk about the apostles being set forth least, you know, last of all, like those being led to slaughter. And has to, when he's confronting the false apostles, the super apostles of 2 Corinthians 11, he says, look, I've got to be crazy to do this, but fine. You want to know who's a real servant of the Lord? Who suffered more? Look at what I've suffered for the gospel. He tells the Galatians, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I mean, just go through the New Testament. It's a constant theme. The end of Hebrews, just kind of, by the way, Timothy got released from prison. By the way. And that's when Paul tells the author of Hebrews tells his listeners, remember those in prison as if you're in prison with them. This is reality, but it's foreign for the most part to us here in America. I believe that's going to change. I believe that's going to change, and it can ultimately be a good thing. Okay, one more reminder. Get this free CD. We want to send it to you. I know as you listen to it, you, your family, your friends, it will impact your life. Give us a call right now. We want to send this to you free and postage paid. My radio show live from India last year, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. Call us right now at 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Ask for the CD. We'll send it out to you immediately.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
It is my joy to be with you here on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Again, my question, what can we expect here in America in terms of increasing persecution, increasing hostility for the gospel? Why is it that through history, Christians have been thrown in jail for their faith? They have been killed for their faith. They have been tortured for their faith. And yet here in America, it seems that for the most part, we're ignored. Oh, okay. Look, I know there's certain kind of persecution that comes our way. I'm aware of that, of course. David Limbaugh wrote an important book on persecution, talking about the opposition that comes our way from the courts, the opposition that comes our way from the media, the opposition that comes our way in different parts of the culture. But still, we have lots of religious liberties. Come on, we do. And we're still tax-exempt. You know, nonprofit ministry is still tax-exempt. There's still many benefits that we have. I know part of this is our American history. Part of this is our American Constitution. Part of it is certain Christian heritage that remains in America, and part of it is the compromised state of the church. As we wake up, we can expect increasing persecution and opposition. And as the world continues to take a downward plunge, whether it's for the next 5 years, 50 years until Jesus comes, or 5 minutes, as it continues to take a downward plunge, we can expect the darkness will get more hostile to the light. What's your take on this? Do you believe that we will have increasing persecution here in America? Do you believe that just as, say, Christians in communist China read these words about persecution for the faith that I've been quoting through the broadcast, read these words, read Paul's words in 2 Timothy 3:12, that all those who live a godly life in Messiah Jesus will suffer persecution. They read those words and they don't have to wonder about what it means. What does that actually mean? No, they know what it means. They know exactly what it means because they're living it out. Will the day come for us here in America where we don't have to wonder about what those words mean because we are experiencing the reality of them? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Again, I'm looking at a report, DT Analytics. This is a security report. And it is on Christian extremism from Timothy McVeigh to Anders Breivik. What do these two men have in common? Well, according to this article, Timothy McVeigh, meet Anders Breivik, these two jihadists, two right-wing reactionaries, two terrorists, two anti-government white supremacists, two Christians, have a lot in common. They weren't Christians. Timothy McVeigh was hostile to Christianity. Wasn't he actually an atheist? Professed atheist? He was anything but a Christian. And he did what he did with anything but Christian writings and reasonings. As for Anders Breivik, he made it clear that he himself was not a personal, related to God Christian, that he had a cultural Christianity, which would be common to Norway as a culturally Christian country, even though the bulk of the country is not born-again evangelical. And there's nothing, show me in his manifesto, his 1,500-page manifesto, where he takes the words of Jesus or the words of the New Testament, based on which he now justifies going out as a mass murderer. No, it's a sicko who went out and performed horrific acts. I mean, for all you know, they'll check the guy out and find out he has a brain tumor. He's completely irrational. The point I'm making is it has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity, but I wrote the article that I wrote. If you haven't read it yet, go to our website, voiceofrevolution.com, and it's right there on the homepage. A right-wing fundamentalist Christian mass murderer, ? And by the way, people have said, well, at least Brown didn't call the guy, said the guy was a Christian. Of course I didn't say he was a Christian. Of course I said the opposite. I'm not frustrated. It's kind of attack me for what I wrote, not for what I didn't write. Okay, read the article, see what I wrote. And yeah, it's mentioned right-wing watch happened to notice it. There's a section submitted by Brian Tashman yesterday. Michael Brown, author of A Queer Thing Happened to America, gives his take on the Norway attacks. And they quote me, sadly, the atmosphere in our country has become so toxic that venerable ministries like Focus on the Family and the American Family Association have been branded as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center, while People for the American Way sends out regular warnings about evangelical Christian leaders on its Right Wing Watch website. And this will surely intensify in the days to come in the wake of the tragedy in Norway. And sure enough, there you go. I am quoted on the Right Wing Watch website. So you're watching. You're watching. Maybe you're listening to the show. Give me a call one day, all right? I'm really serious. Brian that posted this, I hope you're listening. Otherwise, we'll try to make contact with you. Come on the air and tell me what categorizes us as right wing. And by the way, in your judgment, I'm right wing. That's not the issue to me. But how do you come up with your categories? And then what do you expect us to do? What do you think we're fomenting? I'll tell you. You don't have to wonder. We are fomenting a gospel revolution where people love God and love other people so much that they really live for Jesus, that they put down their anger and they put down their hostility and they put down violence and renounce it and walk in the ways of love and follow the nonviolent practices of Jesus and bring about a cultural and moral revolution through the gospel. That's what we're about. That's what you should be concerned about. Not that as we preach words of love and words of truth and words of kindness and words of compassion, that people are going to say, well, he's calling for love and compassion. I guess that means I should get a gun and kill people. He's calling for me to follow the nonviolent ways of Jesus. I guess that means we should all become mass murderers. No, you don't have to worry about nonsense like that because it's not going to happen and it hasn't happened. What you need to be recognizing is that we have something far different. It's the gospel. It's the message of Jesus. It's the power of the Spirit. It's overcoming hatred with love. It's overcoming anger with kindness. That is what's coming your way, Brian and others at People for the American Way. Are you ready for that? 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, if you just tuned in, you may not know about this. If you've been listening and haven't called yet, okay, what are you waiting for? We're giving out absolutely free, postage paid, a very, very important radio show I did last year. Did it from India before beginning to fly home at 5 in the morning that same day. Did it live from India. My heart was so stirred. I didn't know literally if I'd be able to get through the show without completely losing it and weeping. And I really had to fight back crying a number of times as you're here listening to it. Washing the feet of a martyr's widow. We take you into the service where this actually happened and share with you what happened and the courage and commitment of these precious Christians in India. I want every one of you to hear this. And in order to do this, we're making it available free and postage paid. Those of you that can help with a gift to cover cost of this, wonderful. Those that want to become torchbearers and stand with us on a monthly basis and help us do these kinds of things, wonderful. But every one of you, pick up the phone now and call us at 1-800-278-9978 and ask for the free CD. 1-800-278-9978. Listen to it on your computer. Send the file to your friends. Put it on your own website so people can hear it. 1-800-278-9978. Ask for the free CD. We'll send it out to you. I believe your life will be changed as you listen.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Okay, where were these words posted? What were they responding to? Good. I hope they blanking do. Serves them all right for the centuries of stupid blank that they put other people through just to make a stupid point about something that does not exist or to lie, cheat, and steal from people. It's the biggest scam ever created in the minds of greedy men to control the weak through invalid threats of non-existent hells and boogie monsters. I hope they all get treated like blank. Maybe they will blanking wake up. Who said that? What was the context? Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire. We're talking about persecution. We're talking about, can we expect to see an increase in persecution in the days to come here in America? We're asking the question, why have we seen so little persecution for the gospel in America up to now? Is it because the church has been too compromised, too much like the world, too non-confrontational? So who said these words? Who said these words? This was on the Joe My God website, which is a gay activist website, as hostile to the gospel and to the notion of the one true God as any site that I've seen. A very, very popular gay activist website as well. And they posted a link to my article that appeared on Town Hall yesterday, or you can read on our website on Voice of Revolution. And the article was entitled, "A Right-Wing Fundamentalist Christian Mass Murderer?" And what I said, as you probably know if you've been listening to the broadcast, was that the tragic massacre in Norway is being attached by the media to a, quote, Christian man, right-wing fundamentalist Christian. Hey, we're called right-wing fundamentalist Christians, so maybe we'll do the same thing. This type of horrific association and false association, I knew it would be coming. Obviously, it would be coming, which is why I wrote the article that I wrote. And in point of fact, the article makes clear this guy wasn't a Christian at all. The Joe My God website thought it was crediting me by saying I didn't deny he was a Christian. Of course I did. So he's got nothing to do with being a true Christian. But this post that I just read to you was in response. And the title of the article on Joe My God website was this: Michael Brown, American Christianists will suffer because of the Norway killer. They call us Christianists as if we're not really Christian, just like Islamic terrorists or Islamists. We are Christianists. That's the term they use. And notice what he says. Good, I hope they blanking do. I hope they all get treated like blank. Maybe they will blanking wake up. You know the irony of this? Is that as we do get persecuted for the faith here in America, as there is an increasing attack on us as followers of Jesus, we will wake up. Bit of an irony, but oh, there are plenty of people that are wishing us evil and are looking at us as if the madman in Norway who inflicted such horrific damage in so many people's lives, as if he was a Christian and as if we share the same faith. 866-34-TRUTH. For those just tuning in, we have an important CD that we want to send out to all of you, postage paid and free. One of the most sobering things you'll listen to, one of the most stirring and inspiring things you'll listen to. It was my radio show from India late last year, live from India before I flew back home, called Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. I'm telling you, it was one of the most difficult shows to get through because I constantly had to fight back the tears after what I had experienced earlier that week at these meetings. And we take you into them where we actually wash the feet of people being persecuted, people who've been persecuted, and people who've lost loved ones to the gospel. And I want to send this to you free. I was thinking and talking with my team about what could we get into your hands that would really impact you. And I thought that this interview, this message. So call us. You can get this free. So have no money. That's fine. We want to send it to you. All right. 1-800-278-9978. Those that have and can help with a gift, awesome. That's wonderful. Become monthly supporters, wonderful. Become a torchbearer, help us do more things like this, wonderful. But everybody listening, before you do anything else, just call and get your free CD. 1-800-278-9978. And when you get it, share it with your friends. All right, back with your calls, your comments. What's coming? What's coming? More persecution? Real persecution? We'll talk about it.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Jesus talked about it over and over, and modeled it. And the New Testament talks about it over and over. You say, oh, that must be finances, because I always hear that Jesus talked a lot about money. Well, he did, because we deal with money. He used it as an example. And stewardship is important. But no, I'm talking about persecution. I'm talking about persecution for the gospel. I'm talking about Jesus saying that the world would treat us the way it treated him, that the servant is not above his master, that the student is not above his teacher, that if the world called him Beelzebub, prince of demons, the devil himself, how much more his followers. And when his followers in the book of Acts were called those names, were persecuted, were attacked, were beaten, were whipped, they rejoiced because they were counted worthy of suffering for the gospel. Something very foreign to most of us here in America, where often the biggest emphasis of our message is how to be comfortable, how to have a good life, how to be liked, how to succeed. Very different than the biblical message. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Do you expect in the coming days that persecution will increase? Harris in Philadelphia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, my name is Harris. It's an honor to always talk to you, Dr. Brown. Persecution is something that we have to endure, something that the Bible does talk about in the future. Persecution equals revival, in a sense.
Yeah.
When the church was persecuted, it was when the church better had revival and strive. It's biblical, like you said, in Matthew 5, it says, Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Mm-hmm. Matthew 24, Matthew 10, Luke 21, Mark 13, Revelation 6. It's part of the future. We do have to expect persecution. And I was speaking a couple of days ago to a persecuted person from China, and he's praying for persecution to come in the United States so it could bring revival.
Yeah, you know, here's what's interesting, Harris. On the one hand, revival will bring persecution, because when God's people get stirred, when God's people get revived, yeah, when the Holy Spirit's poured out, when light shines brightly in darkness, yeah, the darkness is going to react to it. On the other hand, when persecution comes, often that can stir believers. It's not a guaranteed thing, but often it wakes us up to what we're really dealing with. Here's something to think about. Let's say, yeah, you're in Indonesia and you are attacked by murderous Muslims, and they burn your church building down, and they beat your pastor, and they behead one of the teenagers because the person couldn't get away in time as they were running. That's not going to attract you to Islam. That's not going to make you think, wow, maybe the Muslims are right. That's you may true. Be terrified, but you're going to recognize, look at how wrong they are. Look at how evil they are. Look at how dark their ways are, because of which it's only going to stir you to the truth of what you're following. So many times persecution really brings to the surface the realities, the spiritual realities. Right. When I see sometimes people really hating me and acting crazy towards me, you know, they're not trying to kill me or burn my house down, but acting in very hostile, ugly ways. When that happens, the first thing is I feel for them. I feel love for them. I feel bad for them. But I tell you, the second thing I feel is favor from God and the reminder of what we're doing being right. In fact, I told one of my colleagues who sends me lots of news clips, you know, many, many news items that are relevant, constantly searching the net, looking for things, and sends them to me through the day, through the night. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and look, and he sent me a few more. He sent me some clips and websites earlier, and the stuff was so over the top, attacking us and our position, so gross, so over the top. I said to him, you know, if you ever wonder if you're doing the right thing, just look at these websites. When you see ugly the attack is, it
have you ever seen
you.
Voice of the Martyrs, like their websites and stuff like that?
I spent personal time with Richard Wurmbrand.
Wow.
Spent hours together on a few occasions with Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, and had Tom White speak at our school in Pensacola years ago. Yeah, everyone, yeah, if you've never been there, go to persecution.com. This
Amazing.
Is reality. And I'll tell you, people like that, like Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, tortured for their faith, yeah, or in a slave labor camp for their faith, they were among the saintliest human beings I've ever met. I don't know that I ever met human beings like them that literally shined for the gospel. At the same time, they bore on their body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Hey, Harris, thanks for the call. Keep shining for the Lord. I appreciate
it. God bless you.
Bless you. 866-34-TRUTH. Here, you want to talk about living faith today? You want to talk about saintly people today, people whose example challenges us, calls us to go deeper? Call us right now for the free CD, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow, my live broadcast from India late last year. We want to send it out to every one of you listening. Look, I'm on the air not to entertain you. I'm on the air not because I have nothing else to do. I'm on the air not because I think this is a way to promote something. I'm on the air out of love for God, out of love for you, out of love for those listening, because I want to see your lives changed and impacted. I want to see something happen in your own life where the fire burns for the Lord more deeply than it ever has before, where your hunger and thirst for God deepens, where your effectiveness for God increases, where you are thriving in Him and bearing much fruit and serving Him by life or by death. That's why we're on the air. When we talk about being a voice of moral, cultural, spiritual revolution, it's not just hype. It's not just, oh, catchy slogan. Let's come up with a catchy slogan. Look, I've been following Jesus for 40 years now. The end of this year will be 40 years. When I was asked to go on the radio for the first time, oh, it was 3.5 years ago, I'd done many, many interviews, but to have my own show, it was to be on 1 hour a week on Saturdays. And I was invited to do it. I said, I'd love to. I just don't know I can commit to that. I mean, 1 hour a week, that's very intense because I'm on the road constantly. I'm preaching, I'm teaching, I'm writing. We've got all these ministry things going on. And I don't know I could make that commitment. Well, we're on 2 hours live every day, 5 days a week. And I can't wait for every day to come so I can be on the air with you and pour into you. I'm doing this out of a sacred sense of calling and burden. I really want to see a spiritual, moral, cultural revolution in the ways of Jesus that renounces violence, that renounces hatred, that renounces intimidation, that renounces anger, that picks up the cross and follows the Master. There is so much more God has for us. There is so much more God wants to go do through us. The world is in such a messed up condition today. It really is time for the people of God to arise in the fullness of the Spirit. And that will mean persecution, opposition. So be it, as long as Jesus is glorified. But everybody, please get hold of this CD. Listen to it on your computer, your MP, download it for your MP3 player. It'll impact you. You'll understand as you're listening to it why I'm asking you to take a moment and call, and why we're sending it out free. I'm not asking for anything except call it a 1-800 number. We'll send it out to you free, postage paid. Those that can help with a gift, wonderful. We welcome it. We could sure use it. But everybody, give us a call and get this. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. That's not to get on the air. That's to get this free CD from India, Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. Remember the friends I had on the radio with me last week, Yesu Palam and Monica? This is their ministry in India. This is from meetings that we had together where we literally washed the feet of martyrs, widows, and washed the feet of men who've been beaten and persecuted for their faith and who are potentially going back to a place of persecution and loss of life. And they do it joyfully. They do it joyfully because it's for the gospel. They suffer the same way we do. The same pain, the same hunger, same challenge. They're human beings, but they are shining for the gospel. So number to call again, 1-800-278-9978. Okay, I'm going to get to your calls momentarily, but just want to remind you, there is going to be increasing talk in the media as if the murderer in Norway was a Christian. And therefore, watch out for these Christian groups in America. It's nonsense. It's lies. That guy was no more Christian than the man in the moon. I'm not just saying that because he's a murderer. And 1 John 3 tells us no murderer has eternal life in him. I'm not just saying that because he completely denies the Lord by his horrific action. I mean, who can imagine a human being doing what he did, period? And then just talking about it, explaining why he was atrocious, but here's why I did what I did. But there's nothing in his writings that indicated he was a Christian. In fact, his writings make clear he was not actually a Christian. But putting that aside, we will be falsely accused. we will be falsely associated. Jesus told us it was coming, that people would speak evil about us and lie about us. It's going to happen. The darkness doesn't recognize the light. It is going to happen, period. Expect it, embrace it, and stand up with courage for what's right. Don't worry about what you're going to do if someone puts a gun to your head and says, deny Jesus or die. Don't worry about that. That's like worrying about running the marathon when you get out of breath going up a flight of steps. Be obedient today. Don't deny the Lord today. Don't be ashamed of the gospel today. Be faithful in little, and God will make you faithful in much. Back to your call. Stay with us.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Great to be with you, friends, on the Line of Fire. Boy, I during the break, just looking online and comments and interacting and folks from 100 different angles, things are heating up. And things will continue to heat up around the subject of gay activism. Just face it. It's a fact. And over the idea that gays can change by the power of God. Expect it. This is going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. And people will draw back. Rather than doing what's right, will draw back out of fear. Will draw back because they want to be accepted. Will draw back because they don't know what to say. Will draw back because they don't want to offend people. And in the process, will do more harm than good. 866-34-TRUTH. Aviva in Beaverton, Oregon, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Shalom. I am also a Jewish believer in Yeshua, and I grew up in a Messianic home, but it took me until 3 years ago to realize the truth and truly believe it. And I came to the Lord through biblical prophecy, through actually watching videos on YouTube that made me realize it was all coming true.
Praise God.
Ever since then, God has changed my heart and given me such a hunger to wake up the church that is half asleep. And he's put in my heart desire to write a Christian fiction series on all these subjects. And one of the biggest things that I see as I study and research what I think the church is going to look like in 20, 30 years, because it's set in the future, I see that issue that you're talking about the homosexual agenda. And, it's one of those things that we have to stand for the truth lovingly but firmly. I actually have a friend, dear friend, who's a believer, who has renounced her lesbianism and is living and walking for the Lord like you wouldn't believe. She is just radiant in him. And she says, I know I'm going to get arrested and I'm going to be in jail at the time, but I have to speak the truth. And and she just shows one of those people who has been just transformed by, you know, the gospel and the love of Jesus. And so, yes, I see over and over again persecution coming into the Western church right now, but it seems like they're all asleep. They just don't see it. But there are few people like you and Jan Markell and some of these other warriors who are really getting out the word to wake up the church.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people sounding alarms, and I believe that awakening will come increasingly. And It's wonderful to hear about you coming to faith through the word, through the prophecies. A couple weeks ago, I was interacting with a counter-missionary rabbi who claims that no Jews ever come to faith through the prophecies. I told him it happens all the time. You're another example. And
He's never met my family.
Yeah, thank God for your former lesbian friend as well and the stand she's taking. The Lord is stirring his people. I have confidence he will. Thank you for weighing in. 866-34-TRUTH. By the way, if you're in the greater Charlotte area, remember, August 23rd, our night classes start. I'll be teaching 8 weeks on principles of revival, then 8 weeks on the book of Jeremiah. Inexpensive for 8 weeks. Great life-changing education. Go online, fire-school.org. Fire-school.org. You can call in to register. You can register online for the night classes that start August 23rd. This is part of our way to seek to bring awakening to the community, the greater Charlotte community. Mike in Denver, Colorado, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Brown?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I understand all the craziness going on in the world and the persecutions that are about to befall the United States. And, you know, my question was, you know, how are we to defend ourselves biblically? I mean, I know we're supposed to show the love of Christ to people too, but don't you think it's going to come to a time and a point where we're going to have to defend ourselves? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just let our children and our families be massacred? I mean, I don't understand this. You know, you have all these crazy people out there today. And, you know, what are we to do biblically?
Yeah, it's an important question. If it's persecution for the gospel, our mentality is that we go as lambs among wolves. If we have to flee from persecution, we flee from persecution. Jesus said, if they persecute you in one city, flee to another in Matthew 10. But the idea that there's going to be this armed uprising against us and we better be ready with arms to protect ourselves, it's a wrong way of thinking. Number one, I don't expect that to happen here in America. I expect persecution for the faith, but not a legally sanctioned armed uprising against us. The question about should we be armed at all or guns, you know, for self-defense, totally aside from the gospel, I actually plan to address that tomorrow afternoon. I'm hoping to get to that with some reflections on what happened in Norway. But the best thing we can do is entrust our lives to the Lord, be faithful witnesses, and say, whatever the cost or consequence, I'm willing to be a true disciple and a follower of Jesus. Because for most of us, it's just going to be people speaking against us, mocking us, maybe trying to get us fired from a job. And we have to be prepared to do what's right. That, to me, is the biggest thing. Say, my life belongs to the Lord. My life belongs to the gospel. I'm here to do his will. If I try to save my life, I lose it. If I lose it for his sake and for the gospel, then I find it. Really entrust myself to the Lord and then say, okay, I'm gonna do what's right today. I'm going to be a witness today. I'm going to be unashamed today. And then leave the rest to the Lord after that. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I am not one, to be totally clear, I am not one who says start storing up food and hoarding food because of what's coming. If that's the case, make sure you hoard enough for your friends and neighbors, because we're to love our neighbors ourselves. I am absolutely not one that says stockpile guns because of what. No, that is absolutely not my mentality. We may be persecuted, so get guns. No, no. If we're persecuted, we're persecuted. We either flee, or we pray our way out, or we suffer the consequences. Okay, that's for the gospel. If you've got some madman, you know, some crazy neighbor that decides, you know, he's going to kill you and take your possessions, that's a totally separate issue. We're talking about the gospel here. All right. Please, every one of you listening, I'm asking you to do something, because it'll stir your own life. It'll impact your own life. Get this CD. It was my show from India late last year. The most powerful show I believe I've ever done. And it had a tremendous impact on listeners. It's called Washing the Feet of a Martyr's Widow. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Ask for it. We'll send it to you free and postage paid. Again, those that can help with a gift to help us send this out to others, we'd really appreciate it. But more importantly, everyone get this. And when you get it, find a few minutes to listen to it. You'll know why. You'll call and you'll write and you'll say, oh, my God. This changed my life listening to and hearing about these saints in India. So call us for the free CD, 1-800-278-9978. Call now, because our team, we've got extra folks there ready to take your calls. My bottom line, there are consequences to following Jesus. The world will hate us the way it hated him. But rather than worrying about what will happen when someone puts a gun to our head and tells us to deny Jesus, how about being determined to be faithful witnesses today? How about being determined to let our light shine in darkness today? How about making it our goal to be as much like Jesus as we possibly can by the grace and power of the Spirit?